Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we've got Cindy Matsuki. She's the Hawaii SBIR Program Manager over at the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation, and we've got her here to talk about not only SBIR, but the Pacific Tech 2024 conference that's coming up. Hey, Cindy, welcome to Bite Marks Cafe.
Hi, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back. And, you've been at the helm of this SBIR program, Small Business Innovation Research, for several years now. And you can describe a little bit more in detail what it is, but it's basically a federal program that supports small businesses, and particularly in this kind of innovation research area. So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about how long have you been doing this, and what exactly is SBIR all about?
I think I've been doing this for maybe almost three years now. And SBIR program is a set-aside that federal agencies who spend a large amount of money on federal research and development, they have to set aside a small percentage for small businesses. But it's very competitive, and it's nationally competitive. And so it's a three-phase program. The first phase is for proof of concept. The second phase is making a prototype. And the third phase is actually your commercialization phase. So it's a long process, but it's also non-dilutive funding, so they don't take anything. They don't take equity. And so it's a really good program. They call it America's Seed Fund.
So Cindy, you know, when you say it's really competitive, and you can get into some of the details as to when the application process starts. Is it something that the entire country, has small businesses applying? Is there a sort of like a set aside for Hawaii and for each of the states? So, are all the companies that are applying? And if there's a handful of them that are applying in Hawaii, are they competing for sort of like a set amount that Hawaii might have?
No, unfortunately, they're just competing with the rest of the nation for the federal dollars.
So that means you've been pretty successful, or Hawaii's been pretty successful at having a number of people or a number of companies be a part of it. Or has maybe describe what is the typical number of companies that actually enter into like a phase zero or a phase one in Hawaii?
The number of companies, I want to say we have maybe 40 to 45 companies applying. But there's also the handful of companies that are very successful, and I want to say they apply for 10 to 20 a year. So we have a lot of those too.
Oh, I see. So when you say 40, 45, that means at any, let's say when a phase zero is opened up for an actual, grant writing process. Is it over the course of the entire year, or is it got a specific start date or application date that they have to meet?
Yeah, definitely. The hard part is that each agency is different. So there's 11 different federal agencies, and they all have their own timelines and their own process for applications. And so depending on your technology or your innovation, you would apply to a different agency, and they have their own process.
Are you at the sort of the center of information in giving advice, support, recommendations to companies which of the 11 they should go for?
I mean, I don't have any specific advice, but I like to think that the agencies cover more than just what you think. Like, when you think of NASA, you think my technology doesn't relate to space, but an agency like NASA needs different types of food products. They need bio. They do kinds of experiments. They need software. And so I think each agency does cover a lot of different topics. So.
Oh, that's okay. That's great. So you've mentioned NASA. Who are some of the other 11 agencies that are in this sort of SBIR funding program?
There's NSF, USDA, NIH, Department of Energy, Department of Education, Department of Transportation, Department of Commerce.
Right.
So there, yeah, and the biggest one is, of course, Department of Defense. And I want to say the majority of Hawaii's funding from SBIR comes from the Department of Defense. I wanted to let you know, too, Hawaii is actually ranked 7th in the amount of average annual federal SBIR funding per $1 million of gross domestic product. Wow. So that's pretty good. Out of 50, we're number 7.
Wow, that's pretty good, yeah. And has it been something achieved because of the cultivation of the program? And maybe, you know, in that word cultivation is the cultivation of the relationship that you've fostered with some of these agencies.
I think that is some of it, but then Hawaii has also built a really robust program to support Hawaii companies that get the federal funding. And so that's the program that I manage, where we put together business support projects for companies, but then we also have matching grant funds. And we have a reimbursement grant specifically for businesses that are interested in applying, and this is their first time. They can hire somebody, and we'll reimburse them up to $3,000 for whatever they pay, like a professional grant writer or proposal writer, so that they have a better chance at their first application.
Right. And maybe describe how a company that is interested in this area, they want to get a grant written. What process would they go through? How do they decide? Have they been already doing the research? Maybe they've already been talking to some of these agencies. They kind of have a sense as to the product that they have might be applicable to a particular need. Do they have, they've already done that homework. They've already done that identification.
Well, if they reach out to me, I have a short list of professionals that have helped companies with their applications, and so they can work with them to submit an application. I don't know specifically the process to submit your application, but these people can definitely help them.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you have a roster of these sort of grant writers that could support, you know, the development of the grant. It's a reimbursement kind of thing, so it's up to $3,000. And then once once the grant is or the application is written, doesn't it become the responsibility of the company to then submit it, or is it the vendor that they've hired, is it their responsibility to submit it?
I think the company needs to submit it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure there's vendors that can handhold them through the process too.
And then have you, as a program in support of this this SBIR, you've kind of done some vetting of those vendors? Wow, that's great. So, okay, so in terms of I'd like to kind of get you to tell us a little bit about some of the companies. So since there's a pretty good, I think, not cohort, but family of companies that have pretty good experience, you know, going through this process. I'd like you to kind of maybe describe a little bit about some of the companies that have gone through the phase 0, 1, 2, 3 and actually have something that we can kind of look at, touch, and talk about. So what we want to do, we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversation with Cindy Matsuki. She's the Hawaii SBIR Program Manager over at HTDC. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, Bavarian Motor Experts, and Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Cindy Matsuki. She's the Hawaii SBIR Program Manager over at HTDC. And we're talking about the upcoming Pacific Tech 2024 and what it basically takes to go through this SBIR process. And Cindy, right before the break, you know, this is a pretty complicated thing because, you know, you got, like you said, 11 agencies. They all have their own sort of application. They have their own schedule. They have their own process that people have to go through. And it's been, you know, I think you've been in the SBIR here in Hawaii has been going on for like 18 years or so. And there must be some companies that are pretty experienced, you know, at going through this process. Can you kind of maybe pick one or two that you can describe what it is that they do, what agencies they may have received money from, and how far along the phases they've gotten?
There's one company that I wanted to make an example of because they were different. They were different than your typical kind of company. Mm-hmm. They weren't a startup. They've been around for about 30 years. This is Revicom.
Oh, I was going to guess. And of course, you know, Revicom has changed their branding to RVCM, right?
Yeah. RVCM.
Yeah.
But Revicom. They actually have been purchased. So that was the end result of this very fast. They went through the SBIR process very quickly. So I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, the Air Force reached out to them and said, could you help us with this? We can do an SBIR topic for you.
Oh.
Which is rare that the agency will actually reach out to companies. It's usually the other way around.
Right. But how they must have made some contact for the
Air Force. They had a very specific ask, and they looked for small businesses in Hawaii because they were the local Air Force, PACAF.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were looking for a local company that could help them. And so they looked up who are the small businesses in Hawaii that could potentially have that capability. And Revicom said, yes, we'll try it.
Uh-huh.
And so very quickly, they were happy with their phase one. And they said, you need to apply for a phase two.
So they didn't even, they kind of jumped over the phase zero, right? The grant application part.
Yeah, kind of. They had a very short window to apply. But I think what they had was the champion on the inside. They had the champion customer.
Wow.
So I think that really helped move the process along quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got their phase two and they kind of worked on their technology and their process. And then I want to say within 4 to 5 years, they had a phase three, which was a huge, like, multi-million dollar IDIQ contract.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they got purchased.
What does IDIQ stand for?
Indefinite quantity, indefinite IDIQ. Indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity.
Okay. Now,
so it's kind of like just a chunk of money that you can do tasks towards.
When the Air Force reached out, can you get into like specifics and what did the Air Force ask for? What was the deliverable? Was it what kind of a software package was it?
I think it was a scheduling platform because I think they were doing things pen and paper. And so or just spreadsheets. So they really wanted something much more automated and easy to use and organized. And so that's what Revicom helped with.
Wow.
And there were other things too, but it was just so fast. The other company that I wanted to mention was a smaller new startup, which is more the typical SBIR kind of company.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on a huge problem in Hawaii. So they're building it's an above-ground wastewater treatment system. And so they use algae as to clean and filter the wastewater. And you don't have to... So it's a replacement for cesspools, which would be amazing because that's such a huge problem in Hawaii, and we have that mandate to remove all of them by 2050. And there's over 80,000 of them in Hawaii, and they're really expensive to replace. And so I'm really hoping that they are successful in commercializing their technology. And they actually got their kind of start at Pacific Tech 2022, where they met their program manager.
Yeah, I want to have you talk more about Pacific Tech, but I'm intrigued by this startup. So when they entered into the SBIR program, did they come in at the phase zero, or was it kind of already the phase one? And what agency was it that was interested in this particular technology?
I think their phase one was with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric
Administration.
Yeah, because their product helps protect the oceans. I mean, that's the big problem with cesspools.
Okay. That's the connection. And then, so they got to phase one. Are they into phase two yet?
Yes, they did. They were awarded a phase two as well.
Oh.
So now they're on to building their prototype. So they proved that their idea could work and that the process that they came up with could clean wastewater. Mm-hmm. And so now they're building a prototype to kind of see how that would work in a house.
Is this company pretty much Hawaii homegrown?
The founders aren't from Hawaii, but they've both moved here to work on this problem. And so they're building the company here, and they actually want to manufacture in Hawaii too, which would be great.
And what is, I don't think you mentioned the name.
Oh, this is Wai Home, W-A-I Home. Like
W-A-I Home, like Wai Home.
Yeah.
Wai Home, okay. Oh, yeah. Interesting. So what would it take for them to get to the phase three in your mind, in your estimation?
Phase three, I think they're going to have to figure out how they can scale and manufacture, because the phase three is actually a customer buying this system. And so I'm not sure if that looks like a homeowner purchasing a system for their house, or if it looks like the state, you know, funding a whole bunch. I mean, this would be the best case scenario.
Right.
If the state could help these, because a lot of the residences are rural, right, with these cesspools that need to get replaced.
So, you know, this is kind of a good lead into the discussion around Pacific Tech, because as companies get to this phase of building a prototype and proving the functionality, and I think you already mentioned that they had already met some of the key players at Pacific Tech 2022. And so in going into, and you know, Pacific Tech 2024 is coming up pretty quick. The whole idea is that there's additional contacts, I guess, that could be brought to the table. So Cindy, what I want you to do is kind of describe what you do to make sure that some of this matchmaking takes place. So we want to hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Cindy Matsuki. She's the Hawaii SBIR Program Manager over at HTDC. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. If you're joining us, we're talking to Cindy Matsuki. She's the Hawaii SBIR Program Manager over at HTDC. And we're talking about how you get your company started through the SBIR program and the contacts that you can make at Pacific Tech 2024. And that's coming up pretty quick. So Cindy, kind of run me by the thought process where you have Wai Home and they are going to, you know, Pacific Tech 2022. They meet some people, right? And then it kind of gives them the opportunity to get maybe into more of the phase two part. How does that now evolve?
So part of their journey too includes the matching grant funds from HTDC. And so we also do a competitive grant that's funded by the state. Thank you to our legislators and the governor who support this program. And so this is a competitive grant program that HTDC administers, where companies that have won the federal award can apply for a matching grant. And so Wai Home is one of those that have applied. And I just wanted to let your audience know that our matching grant application is going to open up next week, Friday. So for all those white companies out there that have been awarded a federal SBIR, they can apply for the match starting next week, Friday. And the applications will be open till December 6th.
Okay. And so so that match is basically putting in an application so that the state kind of monies can continue supporting the work that they're doing.
Exactly. So it's kind of help that in between, like in between your phase one and two.
Right.
To kind of help bridge that gap. And then between the phase two and the three, kind of get you to that next step. So that's what the funding is for.
And this sort of bridge funding, what kind of amounts are we talking about?
The phase ones, we will match up to $75,000 or 50% of your award. And the phase two and three will match up to $500,000 or up to 50% of your award, whichever is less.
And is this something that you pretty much, as part of the role that you play as the program manager, decides upon?
No, I put together a committee, which I'm not on. And the committee will help go through the applications.
Okay. And typically, how many applications do you get?
Last year, I got 20 for phase twos and threes and about 16 for phase one. So we do get a good amount.
So tell me, Cindy, about the upcoming Pacific Tech 2024. How do these companies benefit from, you know, attending, being a part of, you know, making the connections through Pacific Tech 2024?
So Pacific Tech 2024 is going to bring in some of the federal project managers. So these are for the federal SBIR programs. But then we also bring in other funding vehicles that can take their technology further. So beyond SBIR program, like how do you find customers or how do you engage with the government to test your product and to see if they want to buy it? Or how do you get your product in front of the government customer? And there's also VCs too, so you can start looking at private capital, or there's a lot of different programs. We do have a pretty big focus on the Department of Defense, just because they do have a lot of funding and they are sending a lot of funding to our area. And so I just want to make sure our Hawaii companies are taking advantage and getting at least some of that, some of that funding that's coming this way.
So you've been helping organize, well, the SBIR sort of conference has been going on for a little while. The more recent kind of branding as Pacific Tech, the first one was Pacific Tech 2022, which, you know, you helped pull together. Kind of like old hat by now, or is it something that,
No, this is my second one. But I'm very excited because we have the governor, Josh Green. He's going to come and do our welcome. And then we also have Admiral Paparo, who is the commander for the Indo-Pacific Command, which kind of oversees all of the services in the Pacific region. He's going to do our keynote speech. So it should be very exciting. It should be a great event.
Do you provide Governor, you know, some details on what the program is and, you know, what it is that the state can do to support these particular companies and the program itself? Because I mean, there's so many different things that are going on. I gotta figure, you know, it helps to have somebody like you giving them, you know, some key pointers. Yes. You know, in addressing this particular, I mean, it is a great opportunity, but it is sort of a niche market, right?
It is, but I think there's a huge opportunity.
And Indo-PACOM, you know, having the head of Indo-PACOM be the keynote, obviously he knows what's going on, and but does he have does he have a sense as to what the need is in some of the agencies?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. But right after he speaks, we're actually having the science advisors who actually get the need from each service, and they're going to talk about specific customer needs for the Indo-Pacific region.
And so where do these science advisors come from? Are they coming from each of the agencies, and are they actually all flying in? And, you know, I guess my next question.
They're all based here. Yeah. They're based here.
Oh, okay. And then as an example, I mean, where would some of these science advisors be assigned? Is there one for NOAA? Is there one for NASA? Is there one for, you know, USD?
Sorry, these are DOD science advisors.
Oh, okay, okay. So they're...
So, yeah, it'd be like PACAF and MARFOR-PAC and SOC-PAC. Mm-hmm. So all the different DOD agencies for the Pacific region.
Oh, okay. I mean, because they have a big enough presence here that, you know, these science advisors have enough kind of like community work to do in this particular region.
Definitely.
You have a sense as to what kind of maybe prioritize kind of like projects they might be looking at promoting? Obviously, AI is probably one of them.
Yeah, I don't. But, I mean, it's always, I think the challenge for this region is just the distance. And so any kind of technology that helps overcome the challenge of the distance between land and between forces and between, yeah.
Oh, so what you're getting at is ways that perhaps communication can better facilitate information flow.
Communication or supply chain.
Logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so what are some of the other kind of program mentoring sort of services that somebody might get as a result of going to Pacific Tech 2024?
So there are other SBIR program managers that are speaking. So if you're not particularly interested in working with the DOD, mm-hmm. we also have USDA, which I think is the second most popular agency that yeah. gives Hawaii SBIR funds because mm-hmm. we are focused on ag and we're trying to grow our ag industry, ag tech. We also have somebody from the Department of Energy, which is one of the other ones as well. Yeah.
Okay, so Cindy, when and where is this all taking place?
This is going to take place at the Hawaii Convention Center uh-huh. from October 28th and 29th. And it's a full program on both days.
So. Wow. Okay. And if people are interested in checking it out, where can they go?
They can go to our website, httdc.org, and check out the Pacific Tech page.
And then they can register and sign up right mm-hmm. then and there.
And they can see the speakers and the agenda. It's all on the site.
Oh, very good. Okay. Cindy Matsuki is the Hawaii Small Business Innovation Research Program Manager over at the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation and organizer of the upcoming Pacific Tech 2024 conference. Hey, Cindy, thanks for joining me today.
It was great talking to you, Bert.
Hey.
Talk to you next time.
Yeah, anytime. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week. We're going to talk about tech and music with Frank Oro from Poi Dog Pondering. If you miss any part of this, this edition, you can find a podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome, and we'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.